I'd like to know how snow got into the mix of Christmas celebrations. The babe in the manger made his appearance in Bethlehem, an area of the Middle East that sports date palms, sunshine, and a near Mediterranean climate. When did snowflakes, frosted window panes, and sleigh bells enter the picture? I have a feeling it was about the time Christmas trees, old English carols, Kris Kringle, and Father Christmas became a part of holiday traditions in Europe, where snow is more likely to be a part of the December scene. In any case, I've been wondering of late, as I do with the approach of each Christmas season, if we will have a white Christmas. Our chances are slim, as we live on the southern high plains, where I can count snowy Christmases since childhood on the fingers of one hand. Our area of the world is just made for Thanksgiving, with rusty red and brown colors and lots of edible birds just there for the hunting and the bringing to a Thanksgiving table. But when it comes to Christmas, the brown, flat landscape doesn't fit very well with oft-seen scenes of skating on an icy pond or bundling up in a jingle bell sleigh to go over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house. But before you write me up for displaying holiday sarcasm, let me tell you that I don't need snow to have lots of great Christmas memories. They're just a little different. My dad was a pharmacist, and his drugstore in our little town was the center of everyone's being during my growing up years. We put up extra shelving in the already jam-packed store to display Evening in Paris perfume and Pangburn chocolates and Old Spice gift sets. The season really arrived on the first Saturday of December when the town marshal dressed up as Santa and rode the fire truck down Main Street to the American Legion Hall. He'd give every kid in town a paper sack containing an orange, an apple, some hard candy, and a handful of peanuts. In those pre-Walmart days, people shopped for Christmas at the drugstore, where you could put everything on a charge account and get free gift wrapping, even for a quarter's worth of penny candy. I would wrap gifts, make milkshakes and limeades, and stock shelves, all the while listening to the nickel jukebox that spieled out rhythm and blues, Christmas carols, and the latest from Pat Boone or Elvis. Late on Christmas Eve, we counted votes for the annual kid contest, a tradition my dad started years before. From Thanksgiving to Christmas, every penny spent in the drugstore could be delegated to any child in town who had signed up to win merchandise prizes. Customers would write a kid's name on the back of their cash register receipt, and the tallies were posted each Monday morning. On Christmas Eve, we did a final count, and bicycles, watches, transistor radios, toys, and games went home with the top 20 vote-getters. Though this may seem the epitome of commercialism or capitalism, the contest always seemed to swing the way it should, and the bicycles seemed to go to the kids who needed them most. As we closed the store on Christmas Eve, my father would sing White Christmas, accompanied by Bing Crosby on the jukebox. This would often be followed by a late-night carol or two from a couple of the town characters who had a tendency to dip into the Christmas cheer, even when it wasn't Christmas. After locking the back door, my mother, my father, and I would ride home in the old pickup. Just before we arrived at our house, where chances are no one had had time or energy to decorate the tree or wrap a single gift for ourselves, my father would always say, "Well, it was a pretty good Christmas and a pretty good year." And it was.